Hello, this is the Mind Your Own Business podcast. Today we're checking out East Coast Trains and their first class service. I found the home ticketing option very helpful as it reduced stress prior to travel. The crew on the train itself were extremely friendly and the Wi-Fi and plug socket for me to plug my old laptop into was very useful. The food option was not necessarily generous. I went on the weekend, I had a choice of a sandwich, which I can't eat, crisps, which I could eat, and cake, which again I can't eat, which, you know, wasn't massively healthy and wasn't very good for the gluten-free in me. However, on weekdays, apparently you after breakfast, you get a meal, which accompanies by wine and beer, which is very nice. However, weekends, bank holidays, you're stuck with sandwiches, crisps and cake, which isn't healthy, isn't good for those of us who are lactose or gluten-free. Also, there was no soy milk for the tea, so those of you who are lactose-free don't get much help there either. However, the coaches were roomy, the seats were big, there was lots of leg room, 18.5 inches, which is 45 centimetres, which isn't bad. The seats themselves were okay. You know, the comfort was fine to good, I would say. Top marks for value, however, as my train from Edinburgh to Newcastle at 6 o'clock, which was during the festival, I must add, cost me only £16.50, which is even more impressive. Second class was 20 quid, so I saved 50 pence by going first class. So there you are. First class did not necessarily blow me away. However, apart from the shocking lack of free-from items on the menu, I had almost nothing to complain about. It was good value, great service, and I was a happy traveller, which, I have to say, isn't necessarily the easiest thing in the world to do for me. Anyway, East Coast Trains gets 8 out of 10. That's the score from me.